Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
She carried on shoulders like a little king. She is worshipped and adored. Invisibly worshipped and ignored.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The term folktronica sounds like a made-up word, because it is. And the people who made it up probably did so in an attempt to describe music like this. This is from the British band Tongue. Sam Genders sings in an English folk style, Mike Lindsay adds glitchy, twitchy electronics, and somehow a ladies' changing room in a London store figures into the equation, too. Tongue's new album is called Good Arrows, and the band's co-founder, Mike Lindsay, joins us on Soundcheck. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So, the studio under the boutique shop, it's an amazing story. This is how you and Sam's were sort of perforce thrown together to create the band Tongue?
Well, kind of. I mean, you have to use whatever space is available to you, and we had access to a sort of basement below a sort of women's boutique in Soho in London and sort of set up a little studio there. But yeah, it was kind of strange because you had to get through the changing room to get into the basement. So you kind of get trapped downstairs with women trying on dresses, which was, I don't know, maybe inspirational in some cases.
But once you were in that studio during store hours, you were afraid to leave for fear of startling half-naked women.
Absolutely, yeah.
So how did this mix of sounds, you know, the very kind of organic acoustic sounds with all the glitches and blips and twitters, how did that develop?
I was listening to sort of a lot of electronica and a sort of interesting kind of production stuff for a while before I met Sam. I was working with this record label called Expanding Records, this British label, and and they do that kind of sort of glitchy, lovely, melodic, instrumental music. And, Sam was a singer-songwriter and has been for ages, so we kind of got together. He was looking to record a demo, actually. I only met him 2 weeks before he came to London. I met him for a friend of a friend down the pub. And so I said, yeah, come down to the basement shop thing. And I don't know, we just got on really well musically and decided to fuse our ideas together and ended up coming up with what we came up with. So.
And you came up with Tongue, T-U-N-N-G.
Yeah.
What?
Well, yeah, exactly what, I don't know. it's a made-up word, but it kind of has a lot of mystery to it and sounds very, I think it really fits the music somehow. I don't really know why. It's like onomatopoeic as well. That's what it could be. In Swedish, it means heavy, apparently, which I quite like.
Okay. Well, speaking of, folktronica is a word that has been made up. And, you know, normally people come up with these terms and they apply only marginally to the music they are attempted to, you know, describe. In your case, I thought it actually fit kind of well, at least the first two albums.
Yeah.
That there was this kind of this sense of maybe extending the British folk tradition. Was that something that you and Sam had in mind?
I had no idea about folktronica and new folk or any kind of scene, especially when we were doing the first record. We had no idea it was going to be released. It was like a studio project that we were enjoying. And so it was quite a surprise, actually, when our first single came out and it was getting compared to Fortet and RDM and King Creosote and the Memory Band and people that I knew Fortet, but I didn't really know like these other artists. So it was a scene that I guess was developing around the time we were developing our own style, not unaware sort of thing. But it does describe, there are electronic elements and there are folk elements, and we were inspired by certain elements of both genres, you know.
Well, this is not the new album, but on the previous record, which in this country also came out this year. So
that's
this is
right, yeah.
Two in rapid succession for the band Tongue. The album called Comments of the Inner Chorus. There's this song called Sweet William. It's an original tune from you and Sam.
Yeah.
But it sounds like this could be from an 18th century broadside or something. Here it comes.
Sleek as Sweet William in a forest of red leaves. The rain ran cold against my neck. The wind lay sleep. I walked all night in stillness, and I walked all day as well. I walked across the desert plains and through the jagged hills. In the past tense, picked out by the snow.
From the band Tongue and their album Comments of the Inner Chorus, this is called Sweet William. The band, at its heart, is Sam Genders and Mike Lindsay. Mike Lindsay's with me on soundcheck today. And, you know, this sounds like an old murder ballad, you know? It seems to come from that same place.
Sure. I mean, I guess it is a murder ballad, really, you know. But it's sometimes nice to take sort of traditional-sounding melodies and play with that idea and you know, give it some textures that maybe live sort of in a more contemporary kind of world sort of thing. But,
so that, I mean, to me, a song like Sweet William, that, if people want to know what folktronica means, that to me sounds like it might be a good example. You get to the new album, Good Arrows, and it looks like you guys have gone for a dramatically different sound. I mean, it's still a Tongue record, but
yeah.
What's going on here? Why the move to a sort of a bigger, more almost orchestral pop kind of sound at times?
Well, for a start, it's opened up into a six-piece band. It's not just me and Sam anymore, so we've got Martin, Becky, Phil and Ashley that have been playing live with us for the past couple of years, but it's kind of time for everyone to get involved in writing and pitching in ideas, and, you know, so there's a lot more voices on there. We all kind of sing, and plus, you know, sometimes you want to move on and do something slightly different anyway, you know, and so I think, you know, there's nothing wrong with a good pop melody and a, you know, bit of skiffle band stuck behind it, you know.
Well, this song, Bullets, actually a good example of the new sound of Tongue. This is from their new record called Good Arrows.
Green hills and enemies, these things they make us sentimental inside. Your words are gelignite, or just another sentimental aside. We're catching bullets in our teeth, and though it's easy if you know how it's done, split the secret up six ways before they gave it to us just before dawn, and now we don't remember. Our blood and guts are out, we spread our bones across the table at night. We cut our fingers off to give ourselves those little extra insights.
Bullets is the name of the song from Good Arrows, the latest record by the band Tongue. A band formed by Sam Genders and Mike Lindsay in England. It's now expanded to a sextet. Mike Lindsay's with me on soundcheck. And you said the expansion was basically Martin and Becky and the other guys. They've been touring with you for a while. Sam had not been touring with Tongue until recently. What was that all about? How do you tour without your lead singer?
Well, good question. Actually, I ended up singing it myself, which, you know, it's kind of strange because I come from Southampton, he comes from Derbyshire, he's got a northern accent, I've got a southern accent. But Sam, you know, Sam, at the time he had other things he wanted to pursue in his life, and moved back home to Derbyshire and took another job. And, you know, whereas I was kind of excited about, you know, still trying to make this role, you know, we're getting a lot of invitations to do some exciting projects and play in some nice places. And so, yeah, I sort of took role of lead vocalist for a while, which was, you know, I like to think I did all right out of it. But the thing is with the band live, we all sing anyway at the same time, kind of like, sort of, you know, like those campfire sort of songs and stuff like that. And so we kind of got away with it. But he's back, and he has been back for about the past year and a half, actually. But so this was like a while ago, and now he's centre stage, wearing a trilby hat, growing a beard.
And do you get to sing anymore?
Yeah, we all sing. I mean, actually, because a lot of the records, but all three records, have always had this sort of double tracking kind of thing, with Sam maybe recorded three or four times and maybe us in the background, but try and recreate that live. So I normally double up everything Sam does, and so we kind of get this sort of dual chanting kind of flavour.
So you're able to get all all of the layers, the textures of sound, you're able to recreate much of that in a live setting?
Well, that's what we try to do, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned, kind of singing around the campfire. I mean, there's this track called Arms where the rhythm track is just that, isn't it? It's like you recording a bonfire or something.
Yeah, so it's actually recorded in Big Sur in this kind of hut we stayed in. We went on holiday. We came to America last March this year, I think it was. And we took a bit of a holiday and drove from LA to San Francisco and stopped at Big Sur. And it was such an amazing place. And we always had this kind of sound recorder with us and, sound of a fire. It's kind of nice. And the moment was nice. So we sort of put that on the record and chop it up and make beats out of it, I guess.
Yeah. Here's the result. The song is called Arms.
In your face. Slips away, bricks dissolve, and the walls get thin. In your arms, I see through my skin.
The song is called Arms from the latest album by the band Tung. Again, that's T-U-N-N-G. The album's called Good Arrows. Mike Lindsay from the band with us in the studio on Soundcheck today. And so it seems to me that although there's the nice sort of comforting sound of a campfire, that which continues through the song, as the song builds, the campfire sound is still there. Very comforting, but there's kind of a dark mood to much of this album. Despite the name, Good Arrows. I mean,
I think it all depends how you look at it. I mean, yeah, there is some sort of dark imagery within the lyrics, and it's quite sort of poetic. But a lot of the songs I feel are actually quite positive. Like there's a track called Hands, which the chorus is it's okay because we'll all be dead, basically. But
that's very comforting.
Which you might think is quite a depressing sort of line, but actually it means, take whatever life throws at you and do it with a smile, because it's going to be over at some point, so embrace it while you've got it. And that's kind of a theme that goes across the whole record. So you might think there's darkness, but if you listen closely, there's some good things there too. So
if you're stuck in a basement studio and you can't get out because it means going through the ladies' changing room, you make something good of it.
Absolutely, yeah.
The band is Tung, and you guys have had time to do a little remixing occasionally. In the background is your remix of a band from Romania, the gypsy group Tarafta Haiduc.
That's right, yeah.
And a song called Homecoming. Mike, thanks very much for joining us. You and the rest of the band are due here in concert later this week, right?
Yeah, it's Mercury Lounge on Wednesday and Union Hall in Brooklyn, I think, tomorrow night. So,
all right. Yeah. The group is Tung, and the new album's called Good Arrows, and that'll do it for today's show. Tomorrow, former Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant and bluegrass star Alison Krauss talk about their new CD of American roots music. It's called Raising Sand, plus a star of the South Asian dance music genre known as Bhangra, DJ Rekha, shares tracks from her debut album. Soundcheck's technical director is Irene Trudell. Our engineer today was Rob Christensen. The program is produced by Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Our executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and we had help today from Tatiana Branham. I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again at this time tomorrow for the next soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.